So, usual greeting of my YouTube talks. Say there, stranger, remember me? Is getting kind of familiar, but it's not appropriate, of course, on the occasion when I have to talk directly to the faculty. I'm no stranger to you, and you certainly can remember me perhaps better than I can remember myself at moments. You might recall that I said, you don't have to remember that you existed before this moment to remember that you exist in this moment. You could expand that by saying you don't have to know who you were before this moment to know who you are in this moment. And that's not only existentially true, but it's also transcendentally true. Who are you in this moment? You know, as a Shakta, that you're an actor in a film. And the film is being shot and shown at the same time. And so you know who you are. There's the name of the actor, and then there's the name of the role or character played by the actor. That's an Idris trope. That's a game of duality. So, given that you understand all that, I'm here at this moment with a little what? With, let's say, a direct directorial cue. So when the director's on the set, of course, from time to time, the director cues the actors how to play a scene. And that's exactly what I'm doing here. And to set up that cue, I'll remind you that it's really important always to bear in mind that even if you haven't directly witnessed the organic light, you can have the same effect, you can enjoy the same effect of having had that encounter by maintaining your awareness at every moment that you are an actor in the film of cosmic projection. With that said, I invite you to picture yourselves on the movie set with me. Now, of course, you know the difference between what viewers see on the screen and what you see on the set when a particular scene is being shot that will later appear on the screen. Well, obviously, they don't see everything that is surrounding the scene being filmed. They don't see the director sitting in his or her chair. They don't see the camera or cameras. They don't see the boom. They don't see the script supervisor or script girl or continuity girl standing there and whoever else is there on the set but not in the scene being shot. And of course, one of the key factors in the set, on the set, is the lighting. And the lighting is generally done in a variety of ways, but it can be done by silver reflective panels. But most commonly, the lighting of a scene is done by large round lamps, very bright and white, kind of glossy white. Now, here's something that you won't be able to unsee once I've told you about it, but maybe you've noticed it already. When you look at films and you look at the actors in whatever scene they're in, almost all the time you can see that there is a circle of light in their eyes. And that circle of light is, of course, the reflection on the surface of their eyes of the lights on the set shining on them. So a couple of actors are playing a scene, say, in a park, could be outdoors or indoors. Lights are used in all cases. And they are, say, sitting there on a bench talking, and let's say that they're looking out at the screen, but not directly at the camera. In other words, they're looking out toward where the audience will be when the film is shown, but not looking directly into the camera. Although sometimes they may. It's a very bad habit, which you see constantly in these horrible films incompetently being made today, when the actors, who are not really actors, they seem to be young, lost people who for some reason got a role to play in a movie, they are looking at directly at the camera as you would look eye to eye to someone, and they are emoting. And this is a form of manipulation, and it makes for terrible cinema. But if you go back and look at something like The Maltese Falcon, and even more recent movies of the 80s and 90s, you will see that the director and the actor agree that only at very rare moments is the actor going to look directly into the eye of the camera that is filming the scene. Now you know, and now you won't be able to ignore it, that when you watch a movie, very often you'll see that spot, that white spot in the eye of the actor. That is the reflection of those big, round, white lights mounted on tripods that are on the set. Now, obviously, you're the actor on the set, and the one thing that you don't want to do is pay attention to that lighting. You're in the lighting, and it's important for the way the scene is filmed. But if you're a good actor and skillful, you don't want to give any indication in your performance that you have 2, 3, or 4 huge, round, white, glaring lights bearing down on you. You have to ignore that you are in the beam of those lights, don't you? So, given all that, here's my directorial cue to those of you who know that you are actors in a living dream, in a production of cosmic projection. Knowing that, being aware of that, you don't look directly into the lens of the camera. It could be said loosely that when you encounter the organic light, that is the equivalent of looking directly into the lens of the camera that's filming you. But if you're a good actor, you don't do that. Nor do you let it be disclosed in the course of your performance that you have these glaring white lamps beaming down on you. But you do know, and you can be aware at every moment of every day, that you have a white pinpoint spot of light in your eye. And that spot of light is the awareness that you hold of being in a living dream. You don't even have to think about it anymore. All you have to do is sense that when you look at anything around you, there is a pinpoint spot of white light in your pupil. Of course, you yourself cannot see that. And in a sense, others can't see it too, but maybe they can. Who knows? If two people met eye to eye, who both carry the awareness of being actors in a living dream, in a movie being shot and shown at the same time, they would catch something in the eye. It's not like a glint, but it is a glint. It's a point of focus of awareness. Imagine that you had two pictures taken of you by a friend, just face on, looking offside from the camera lens. And in the first picture, there would be no spot in your eye. But if there were those, but if you were standing on a set and behind the person photographing you were a couple of those big round lamps, the second photograph would show that you have that white spot in both your eyes. So picture that you have it there. It's a little exercise. And after a while, you won't have to even think about it. You won't have to set up the exercise. It just becomes second nature that you know that every time you look at something, you have those two white pinpoint spots in your eyes. That is how you carry the awareness that you are in a film, being filmed and being shot, and you don't even have to think about it. Your eyes, as they touch the world, remind you of that. And you carry that awareness as second nature. In the same way that you are aware of your eyelashes without having to think about them, without having to remind yourself that you have them. That is my directorial cue.